And I'll just pray for Harold, and then we'll start. Father, we just thank you for Harold. We thank you for his testimony. Thank you for his life. We thank you, Lord, for what he's going to speak to us tonight. We open our hearts and our minds to you, Father in heaven. We ask you to speak to us by your Holy Spirit. Give us faith for all that we need. And just in this few seconds, you just ask God. You tell him what you need. You tell the Lord what you need of him. We thank you, Lord. We're coming to the Lord of heaven, the creator of heaven and earth, who gives all good things. Every good and perfect gift is from above. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Well, do you know, dear listener, I'm always so pleased to be able to be with you, see what God's doing amongst you. It's wonderful to see. And I'm very excited because the power of Jesus is here amongst us. Isn't that wonderful? The power of Jesus is here tonight amongst us. And we're going to have an opportunity to see that power released, and some of us will get changed, and it's going to be absolutely marvellous. And I just want to say right now that before we finish tonight, we're going to give you an opportunity to respond to Jesus if you need a touch of healing anywhere. Anywhere, in your body, emotionally, in your mind. However, if you need a touch from Jesus tonight, we're going to give you the opportunity to respond. Come down here to this open area. There's nothing special about this area, it's just it hasn't got any chairs in it. Well, and then we'll pray and we will see you released. And I just want to say this as well. If you're here tonight and you are not yet a follower of Jesus, if you're not yet part of his family, if you wouldn't yet call yourself a Christian tonight, this is your day. This is your day. And the Lord's going to come and he's going to do wonderful things amongst us. And one of the wonderful things he's going to do, probably the most wonderful thing that he's going to do, is he's going to draw some of us to himself this very night. And you know, it's a wonderful thing. We don't have to wait for some special meeting. Tonight, the power of Jesus is amongst us. Isn't that absolutely wonderful? I just want to briefly read a story from Scripture, a story that many of us would be a little familiar with, and hope that we can perhaps learn a couple of things from this and draw a couple of things out. This is what we read. This is talking about Jesus when he was out ministering and healing people and doing all sorts of things. And it says, a large crowd followed him and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors, and she had spent all that she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch him, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she knew in her body that she was freed. Immediately. When we meet Jesus, he does things immediately. It's wonderful. It's absolutely amazing. It's mind-blowing, and it can happen to you, and it can happen to me. And the beginning of that story is that Jesus was surrounded by a huge crowd of people. In fact, his followers were concerned for his safety because they knew the crowds were pressing in on him. And this is the day after Jesus had calmed the storm. And the day after, he had brought about that deliverance of that demon-possessed man. This is now the following day. And there's this crowd around him, and Jesus was on his way to see someone very important, a man called Jairus, who was a chief honcho in the temple. He was an important man. And Jesus was on his way there when this woman arrives. We don't know anything about this lady. We don't know her name. We don't know where she came from. We don't know whether she was married or had any family. We know nothing about her, except she had this medical condition. Her condition was uterine hemorrhaging. And we need to understand that in a ceremonial, in a Jewish scriptural sense, she was unclean. And the Jewish law said that any time a woman suffered from bleeding outside of what was normal, she was ceremonially unclean. Now today we would think that's a bit archaic and a bit silly, but that's what the law said at that time. So because of that, she wasn't allowed to touch anybody. If she walked along the road and people were coming in the other direction, she had to cross over the road and call out unclean. She was not allowed to go to the temple, which was not only the worship centre, but the social centre of Jewish life. And she wasn't allowed to go there. She wasn't allowed to live with her husband and her family if she had one. She had a problem. She had a problem on the outside, but she also had a problem on the inside. She was a social outcast. Can you imagine the rejection that she went through? Can you imagine the loneliness? Can you imagine the isolation? Can you imagine what she felt like? 12 years she'd had this condition, and she'd been to all the doctors she could find, and she'd spent all the money she had in trying to find a cure. But she'd never found it. And in fact, the scripture tells us it just got worse and worse. What a position to be in. So every year that went by, she suffered. And for her, it seems that every door was shut. She needed healing on the inside as well as the outside. And the story tells us that what happened was she pushed through this huge crowd just to get near to Jesus and even just touch his clothes. In fact, some versions of this story tell us she touched the hem of his cloak, the very bottom. And I guess in a big crowd, in order to do that, she would have had to push through on her hands and knees. She wasn't really supposed to touch anybody, but she needed to get to Jesus. Some of us tonight, we need to get to Jesus. Jesus was on his way to this important man's house, but he had time for this woman, for this lady. And you know, no matter what Jesus has in store, he's always got time for you. It doesn't matter how busy he is, he's got time for you. So I wonder, you feeling rejected today? Isolated? Helpless? Maybe, like this woman, you need healing on the inside just as much as the outside. And we're going to give you an opportunity to be prayed for. See, this woman was riddled with guilt and with shame. I wonder if some of us here know what that feels like. I wonder if some of us know what it really feels like to be filled with guilt and with shame. But this lady had heard about Jesus. And somehow she knew that if she just could get near him, just in some way touch him, she'd be healed. And the amazing thing about that is when Jesus spoke to people he healed in the scripture, he often said, "Your faith has healed you." And the word healed comes from a Greek word, sozo. And sozo means to be healed and to be cured, but it also means to be saved and rescued. If you don't know Jesus tonight, you need to be saved and rescued. You can walk through those doors later on knowing that Jesus has healed you, saved you, rescued you. You want to respond to Jesus tonight? There's a crowd. But this lady ignored the crowd. She came to Jesus. And tonight, there's a crowd of us. And if Jesus is calling you, it doesn't matter about the crowd. You can come through and you can meet Jesus and allow him to change you. You can be freed from all the guilt, from all the shame. You can have all your sin forgiven tonight at a stroke when Jesus meets you and touches you. So she knew she just had to get close to Jesus. She knew it. You tonight sitting in this room, some of us know that we need to get near to Jesus. We just know it inside. And right now, even as I'm speaking, you are beginning to feel those butterflies in your tummy. Could it be me? Could it be me? Well, yes, it could be you. Tonight you can start a new life with Jesus. And all it takes is for you to come to him in faith. Just like this lady, believing that if you get near to Jesus, if you touch Jesus, if you respond to Jesus, your life will change. And your life could change tonight. And the thing is this, that there was this big crowd around Jesus, and he was supposed to be on his way somewhere else. But in the midst of all of that, he had time for this lady. Tonight, Jesus has time for you. He's not too busy. He's not preoccupied. He's not on his way to see someone more important than you, because no one is more important than you. And he's here for you tonight. And he's waiting for you to come in faith. Would you come in faith tonight? Would you accept Jesus tonight? Do you want your guilt and your shame dealt with? Completely eradicated? You've fallen short of all that God's plan is for you, the very best, but you couldn't make it. It doesn't matter, because your falling short can be forgiven. Jesus is here, and he's here with forgiveness, and he's here to welcome you into his family. And he wants to do that tonight. He wants to do that tonight. Let's just all close our eyes for a moment. Just for a moment. You want to come to Jesus tonight? You're feeling that isolation, that desperateness, the loneliness, just like this woman felt. And you know in your spirit you need to get to Jesus. Would you respond to him tonight? Would you give him tonight your life and let him take it and change it? Not just for today, but for eternity. You want to do that tonight? You want to respond to Jesus? If you want to respond to Jesus, just raise your hand right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Any more? Two new brothers for the kingdom. Any more? You want to respond tonight? You'll see your life changed? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When we ask people to come forward a bit later, you two guys, love you to come forward and get some prayer. And there are people here who can help you from now on. Stuff to read and things to do and things that will help you. Let's open our eyes now. Wonderful. Two more members of God's family. That's amazing, isn't it? Why don't we give him a clap? And so this lady came to Jesus, and it didn't matter about the obstacles, she pressed through. And the wonderful thing is, immediately she was healed. Immediately she was healed. She didn't have to wait. Immediately, after 12 years of suffering, after 12 years of things getting worse and worse and worse, immediately she was healed. That can be your experience tonight. And as we come to Jesus, the end of this story is remarkable, because Jesus said three things to this lady after she was healed. He said, "Daughter, go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Now that's an amazing thing, isn't it? When you think about it, the first thing he said, and therefore the most important thing he said, was "daughter." It's the only time in Scripture that Jesus ever used that title when he was talking to somebody. But what it meant was, this lady, who we knew nothing about, she was virtually a nobody. We don't even know her name. But she was changed, just like these two guys tonight have been changed, into a part of Jesus' family. "Daughter," he said to her, "daughter." She was in a new relationship that she'd never been in before. Then he said to her, "Go in peace." I've read some commentators say that can be translated, "go into peace." Can you imagine the torment in this woman's mind? Just imagine what it was like for her. Cut off from the world, isolated, carrying this burden of this thing that was only getting worse. You imagine the torment, what was going on in her mind. Imagine it for a moment. But Jesus said, "Daughter, go in peace." And when we pray for you tonight, it may be that you don't actually have a physical problem that you need dealing with, but maybe you have an emotional problem, something that affects your mind, something that rules your mind, something that scrambles your mind, something that weighs upon your mind. Jesus can deal with that just as easily as he can deal with a broken leg. And when we come forward for prayer, it may be for you that's the healing that you need. And if it is, why don't you respond? Why don't you allow Jesus to meet you where you need him? See, there's no one more important than you. Tonight, Jesus is not on the way to an important man's house. Tonight, you're not just part of a crowd. Tonight is a time for doing business, you and Jesus. And then, so Jesus said to her, "Daughter, go in peace and be freed from your suffering." You see, when we meet Jesus, we're changed totally in terms of our relationship with him. So she was a daughter when she touched him, but she was afterwards. She could go in peace and know a settlement in her mind, no longer being weighed down by all this stuff in her emotional being. And she was freed from her suffering. And the scripture tells me that she knew immediately that she was healed because she felt it in her body. She felt the difference. She knew that she'd been totally released from this thing. She'd searched everywhere. Up and down, round and round, in and out for 12 years. But the moment that she got to Jesus and touched him, she was healed. The moment. So when we ask for you to come forward for prayer tonight, it's not just because of a show. It's not just because we want to make an exhibition of anybody. It's because we want to see Jesus release you from whatever you need. He knows everything you need, and you are important to him. You are very, very important to him. There's no one else more important than you, because your relationship is one and one with him. It may be for you that fear is a big issue. It may be for you that anxiety is with you day after day after day. That may be for you that anxiety almost governs your life. Jesus can free you from that tonight. At a stroke and at a word. You know, there are three stages of receiving healing, whether it's physical healing, emotional healing, or any other sort of healing. There are three stages. The first is to understand that Jesus can do it. I call that conceiving it in our mind. The next is to make that understanding drop 18 inches and believe it in our heart. Not only understand that Jesus can do it, but believe that he will do it. That's the faith that Jesus so often spoke about. So if we conceive in our minds and believe in our hearts, we can receive in our life. Conceive, believe, receive. And that's all that Jesus asks of us. So when he said to people in Scripture, your faith has healed you, that's what he meant. People not only understood it, but they believed it. Lots of people understood what Jesus did because they saw him do it. But the people that had faith were the ones that took that understanding and believed it and exercised that faith. And that's why we saw so many wonderful, wonderful healings in the Scripture. Wonderful things. We need to understand that in Jesus' day, a healing, not only was it miraculous, but it was life-changing. See, in Jesus' day, if you were ill, if you couldn't work and support yourself, what did you do? You could have done some begging, but you couldn't support your family. You couldn't live. There was only very, very crude surgery. And the only medicines available were herbal sort of things. So when a man comes along who can heal people, it was amazing. That's why the crowds all gathered round. And tonight, there is a man, the man Jesus, who can heal us. Any of us, or all of us. And it's a wonderful thing. Would you trust him tonight for your healing? Would you allow him to completely rid you of whatever it is that weighs you down? Would you allow him to do that tonight? Would you respond to him and say, Lord, I'm coming. Never mind about the crowd. Never mind about the people in front of me or behind me or next to me. It's me and you. And I want to respond to you. You would do that tonight. That's what he wants. That's why he's here. You know, there was a time in Scripture when Jesus was going around healing a lot of people, and the Bible records that on that occasion, the power of God was present to heal. As we gather tonight in the name of Jesus, the power of God is present to heal. It's here. It's tangible. All we need to do is reach out and grab it and take it to ourselves. So we get into that point now where I'm going to invite you to respond to Jesus. I believe that there are some people that he particularly would touch tonight. I think he's going to touch any of us that need his touch, but there are some people particularly that he would touch tonight. One person that he wants to touch is someone who gets arthritis, particularly in the knuckles of your hands. Arthritis. And when you click your fingers, you move your fingers, you can feel them click sometimes. And God wants to touch that, and he'll deal with it straight away, instantly, just like this woman. Who's that that's got arthritis in there that needs a touch? Yeah, hallelujah, I've got you. Yeah, praise God, got you. We'd love to pray for you folks. We'd love it. believe God's showing me too that there is somebody, a lady, and you get migraine headaches. And when these migraines are coming, you know they're coming because you get like a visual disturbance. And round the sort of perimeter of your field of vision, you can see little flashing triangles and things, a bit like looking in one of those children's kaleidoscopes. So you know this migraine's coming. And I believe that when you get that, it comes and it goes, and it's very unpleasant. But then when it goes, you think, oh, such relief, it's gone. And you might go a few weeks, but suddenly it comes back again. And one day you're just walking around and suddenly these little lights start flashing. Jesus wants to free you from that migraine totally. Who is that? That lady there, bless your heart. We'll pray for you in a moment as well. It's wonderful. Another lady. Praise God. Jesus wants to heal somebody. You get quite frequent stomach upset, like a burning almost in your tummy. And it's very uncomfortable. And you can get rid of that by eating something, maybe a biscuit or a little sandwich or something. And that's been with you for a very long time. And you've tried all these medications from Boots and other places that are supposed to stop it. But nothing seems to stop it. It comes, it goes away, and it comes again regularly. Who is that? Yeah, got you. Praise God. Praise God. We'll pray for you in a moment too. God wants to touch somebody and you've got a lower back problem. Not high in your back, but low in your back. In just above the pelvis area there. And your nerve sometimes gets affected and you can feel that down the back of your leg. And that's quite an uncomfortable thing. You have to be very careful how you sit, how you move. And often how you lay in bed. You have to turn over perhaps one side to another to try and get relief from it. And it's because of a disc that's just being touched in some way. God can free that this evening. God can free it instantly, just like he could deal with this woman's condition. Who's got this little back problem? Praise God. 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. That's enough talking. Let's get on and do some praying, shall we? I would like those people who responded to any of those things, if you would come out to the front now. But I would also like, if you need the touch of God in a healing way, whether it's in your body, in your mind, in your emotions, however it is, you come out as well. And there will be some of us here that just love to pray for you. There'll be more of us who need to respond. Just come out here. Nothing special about this area, except that it gives us room to pray. You want Jesus to touch you? Come out right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Any more? And the two guys that responded to Jesus, love for you to come forward as well. And you two guys, I particularly like you to make contact with Stuart, who will look after you. So don't go away without seeing Stuart, please. Hallelujah. We're going to ask God right now to come to us. Right now. And release to us a healing anointing. Right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. If you are not standing at the front, please join with me as we pray for our brothers and sisters here. Come, Holy Spirit. Come now, Holy Spirit, sweep across this room. Come and touch one and another. Bring healing. Bring release. Bring freedom. Release power, Lord, to us, please. Release it, Lord. the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Release it to us right now in the name of Jesus. And I want to pray for each one standing before us now, Lord, that you would touch them wherever they have a need of your touch. Wherever they have a need of your touch, Lord. Any part of their body, any part of their thought processes, their emotions, wherever they need a touch from you, Lord, come and touch them now. I want to pray so much, Lord, that this would be a day that they would mark on their calendar when they met you. When they met you in a real way. Oh, hallelujah. Keep coming, Lord. Keep coming, Lord. Oh, barashil avathenda marakia shenda namarabastol avathenda. Release power to us, Lord. Let it come. More and more. More and more. Hallelujah. Let it come. Glory. Let your power come. Elizabeth, the Holy Spirit is coming to you right now. He's just in front of you. He's behind you. He's surrounding you. And he's releasing you. And he's bringing you power in the Holy Ghost. Here he comes right now. Just receive. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's be reaching out now to receive. Let's be reaching out to receive. Hallelujah. Glory. Your power come, Lord. Come to this brother right now. Hallelujah. Lord, be healed now in the name of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Come to this brother, Lord, now. Yeah. Bring healing now. Right now, Lord. Whatever he needs from you, let it come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Release your power. Release your power. Release your power. Hallelujah. Stuart, have we got some folks that can help us pray here? Yeah, you can anyway. Hallelujah. Some ladies, please. It's good. Some ladies who can help us pray, would you come forward as well? That's right. That's right. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, right now, to this dear man. Yeah. Let the healing power flow, Lord, right now. Let it come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let your power come, Lord. Oh, glory. More. 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 More, Lord. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be free. Free in Jesus' name. Shackles fall off. Oh, glory. Yeah. I break the hold of disappointment over you right now. All disappointment goes now. Disappointment that has run your life, controlled your life, and began to ruin your life. It goes now in the name of Jesus. Where there's been disappointment, I'm praying that the Lord will release new hope to you. Hallelujah. Let it come, Lord. More now. More now. More. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, be free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Release your power, Lord, please. Let it come now. Hallelujah. Shut up and do all of a thunder, my end, and I'm out of a stool of a thunder. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your power come, Lord. Glory. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Wonderful power from Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Shia barendara marabastola vathenda. Oh, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, flood through this body right now in the name of Jesus. Every cell in this body be touched now by the power of the risen Jesus. Let it come, Lord, more. More now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Shanda, be free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. More, Lord. More. Let your power come, Lord, right now. Come to this sister, Lord, and bring healing and freedom and release. Lord, bring emotional healing to her right now. Deal, Lord, with negativity. Let it come. More. More now. Oh, glory. More. Hallelujah. More, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Let your power come, Lord, again. Again and again. Hallelujah. Let it come. Oh, glory. More. More now. Oh, glory. Overwhelm her, Lord. Overflow her, Lord. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord, so much. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Got a couple of people.